Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. We got so much to talk about on a Monday on the Midday Show. Be tuned. Odyssey app, YouTube, of course, on your radio, 94WIP, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on a Monday. After the Phillies have themselves another good weekend, 2 out of 3 against the Mets. A little tightrope walk yesterday at the end, especially with Kirkery in the eighth, but the Phillies get through the game. They have the home run by Schwarber, and they win 2 out of 3. A very, very good road trip. Take 3 out of 4 in Washington. Taking 2 out of 3 in New York, doing what you have to do. They'll come home for 4 now against the Pirates and a long road trip into the All-Star break for the Phillies to Detroit and Cincinnati, and it starts at Kansas City. So the Phillies are in a good spot right now. And as they continue to win, the Atlanta Braves continue to lose. Now, the Phillies wake up today, 3 games back in the National League East of the Atlanta Braves. I want to dive in today on how much of a big deal and how big of a deal it is to win the division. Is this something the Phillies need to do, must do, you know, you should be striving for over the next couple months? I envision if the Phillies keep playing the baseball the way that, you know, play the brand of baseball they have under Don Mattingly, 38-18 now under Donnie Baseball. If they do that, they're going to put themselves in position to where we are almost assured a playoff spot entering the month of September. There's no question about that. You know, the Cubs are one back of the Phillies, but then there's kind of a gap, right? And I look at these teams, the Phillies have trended towards about a 90-win pace. I think the Phillies, let's just say they stay on that pace, right? There's nothing over the top, just a 90-win pace. You know, the Cubs could get to the 86 range. And then I think the rest of the NL wildcard contenders are in a fight for 84, 85. I don't think there's going to be 3 more teams other than the Phillies that get to 90. I don't see that happening in the National League this year. They're too balanced. They beat each other up too much. So if the Phillies get to 90, could there be a glut of teams from 84 to 79? Yeah, I think there can be. Even 81 to 85. But I don't think 3 teams would get to 90 and knock them out of a playoff spot. So if they continue to play the baseball they're playing, it's pretty clear they're going to go to the playoffs. The way I view it is they'll be a playoff team. And the question's going to be over the next couple months, do we want them to win the division? And I know it sounds counterintuitive to say, do we want it? But, you know, we know the Phillies in recent years have had the bulk of their success in the postseason when they have been a wild card team compared to when they have been a division winning team, right? 22 and 23 as wildcard teams, they went all the way to the World Series. And then when it comes to World Series 22, and of course 23, the NLCS Game 7. And then 24, when they won the division and got knocked out by the Nets. And then last year, winning the division, got upended by the Dodgers after a bye. So, you know, there's no perfect way to do this, and the Phillies have had different success in different years. I have a twofold answer to this. And one they control, and one they don't. So my first instinct on this is, yes, I want to win the division. Point blank period, yes. But it comes with a caveat. I don't just want to win the division. I want to go after Milwaukee and the 2 seed. So currently the Phillies wake up 4.5 games behind the Milwaukee Brewers for the number 2 seed in the National League. Brewers right now would hold the tiebreaker 2-1 in the season series. They'll obviously play here a little bit later on in the summer, and that will be a major part of the tiebreaker because the Phillies will have to sweep that series to clearly command the tiebreaker at 4-2. If it's 3-3, I'm not sure off the top of my head what the next tiebreaker is. It might be division record. I'd have to look at that, at what the next tiebreaker is. But the Phillies are about to sweep it to clearly take the tiebreaker without any more tiebreakers. For the, you know, for that, for the potential seeding. But I do think it's a big deal to get a bye. You know, to have to go through all these teams and not be able to set up your pitching is troublesome. Now, the Phillies are 19-4 when they pitch Wheeler and Sanchez. So I want to line up Wheeler and Sanchez to start as many series as I possibly can in October. That's the key. For me, that is the way the Phillies could get to the World Series and win the World Series is Sanchez, Wheeler, Sanchez, Wheeler, Sanchez, Wheeler, over and over and over again. And if they have to deviate from that and they have to, you know, go more into their depth, and if one of those guys can't start a game one or a game two because they were used in the wild card series before, I think it makes it harder. So, yes, do I want to catch the Braves? Sure. But I really want to catch the Brewers for the number two seed. Now, the only way to do that is, of course, just to win your division. So that's step one is catch the Braves. Step two would be to go and catch the Brewers for the two seed. Get a bye. Assure a bye in the first round of the postseason and just avoid having to play that three-game wildcard series. I know the Phillies have done well in it, but it's an extra series, and I don't want to play it. So that is the number one thing for me, is getting the number two seed. That is bigger than just the division. Now, the other side of the coin is how attainable that is, where we're at late in the season, is going to dictate, if I'm the Phillies, how I approach all of this. If I have the opportunity to catch the Braves and they're within striking distance and it's just in the flow of the season, they'll play each other seven times in about a 10-day span in September. Then, yeah, go for the division, beat them, grab the division for three straight years, and feel great about the path and the rise you took this season. But if we get to that range of the season, mid-September, and the Phillies have fallen 4, 5, 6 back for whatever reason, which certainly could happen, they also could be up at the way the Braves are hitting right now. It wouldn't surprise me if the Phillies do catch them for first place coming up in the next few weeks. But regardless of wherever the standings are late in the season, that's where they are. If the Phillies are striking distance, go for it. If they're not, though, and they're clearly not even within striking distance at all of the number two seed, and it's a battle of, like, hey, we're going to play in that wild card series no matter what. We're either the three seed or we're the four seed. It's really what it would come down to. You know, we're either the worst division winner, three seed, or the best wild card team, the four seed. If that's what this comes down to, then I would not push to just have home field in a wild card series. And actually, if you're forcing, you have home field anyway.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So really all you'd be doing is, you know, in essence, you could maybe dictate your second round opponent, but you don't even really. Your second round opponent is determined by the 3-6 matchup. You know what I mean? Like, let's say the Dodgers won, Brewers too. And by the end of the season, we want one of those two teams. We either want the Brewers or we want the Dodgers. Well, if the Braves are the 3 and the Phillies are the 4, okay, the only way you could dictate your series in the next round is if you jump up to the 3 seed and win. Then you would go to the number 2. Then you'd be on the road at the number 2, be Phillies Brewers in the second round. If the Phillies end up the 4 seed, they'd have home field in the wild card round, just like the Braves would be as the number 3 seed division winner. And while they don't dictate who they play, it's dictated for them in that, you know, they could win, the Braves lose, and they still get the number 2 seed because you know, you're going to have the number one seed go here and all that kind of stuff, right? Like, so I look at it like this. The division women, if it is attached to a bye, I want it. If it's not attached to a bye, I am cautious about how strongly I go for it, especially if it plays out the way I think it will be, which is the NL East loser, Braves or Phillies, will end up the top wild card. That's the four seed. Those are home games in the postseason. Yes, I want to set my rotation every time. I want to do that. But I can only do that if I can also catch the Brewers. So as I watch the standings every day, I'm not just watching out for the Braves. I mean, we have now honed in on the Braves. It's only three. They have played really poor baseball for a while now. Their offense has really just crapped the bed. I mean, they've got some trouble. But I'm not just honing in on the Atlanta Braves. That's a one little piece of this whole thing. I'm also honing on Milwaukee. And I'm honing in on the idea that the Milwaukee Brewers are only 4.5 games above the Phillies. And you could say, Joe, that's a lot. They've already beaten 2 out of 3. It is. Less than half a season ago. They're a really good team. They look up, you know, best records in baseball since Mattingly took the job with the Phillies since he took over. The team that's like, the Phillies are just ahead. The Phillies are the best record, 38-18. But they're just one game ahead in Milwaukee. So for as great as the Phillies have played, they were 5.5 games behind Milwaukee when Mattingly took over. They're 4.5 games now. It's hard to imagine the Phillies playing any better for the next few months. So it becomes hard to imagine getting the bye. The bye is where the value is. Other than that, get me healthy, get me ready to go. And the Phillies have to obviously factor all this in because this is a very old baseball team. This isn't a young team. So as we go down the stretch of the season, if there's a real likelihood of making the postseason by mid-September, you know, I think you go to those series of folks to play against the Braves in early to, you know, first week or two of September. And I think that will be the tell. I think that'll be the tell on where the standings are going into those 7 games in 10 days, where they are coming out. What's left after that? If the Phillies are first place, go finish the job. Phillies within a game or two, let's see how this thing plays out. Phillies are back 5 or 6, ease off. Ease off and let them have it. And just make sure you set yourselves up for the number 4 seed. There's strategy that goes into everything in every layer of sports. All the time, always. And the strategy here has to be to read the room. So we're going to want to win the division. Deep down, I want to win the division. I like winning the division. But it's a bigger deal to me that everything is lined up and ready to go in October rather than do we start with the Cubs? Do we start with the Pirates? I mean, really, is there that much of a difference between any of these teams? I don't think there is. You know, do we start with the Diamondbacks? Do we start with the Cubs? Do we start with the Pirates? Do we start with the Nationals? You know, like, whatever it is, whoever's going to grab that fifth, that last wild card spot, if we think the Cubs are going to make it, I generally think the Cubs are going to get there by the end of the day. Though their pitching is beat up. I mean, in a big way. I think they'll make a deal or two to get some arms in there before the deadline. But their pitching is in an enormously bad way. So you don't know. I mean, you don't know who any of these teams are going to be. But I think the lessons of the past 2, 3, 4 years will help the Phillies navigate this, their own path through October, how they've handled each of these different ways of going in the postseason. The first way, of course, being right in, you got to win that 3-game series first. The other way, having the bye. There's pros and cons to each. People have made the point the bye is not good, but you've also seen teams win championships off the bye. And when a team like the Phillies that's old, you know, you kind of want to lessen in October how many games you have to win, how many innings you have to cover, how many times you have to get the best out of an older player, an older team. So if I can avoid that 3-game wild card series, of course I want to do that. But that requires getting up to the number 2 seed. And that requires keeping the foot on the gas and chasing down a Milwaukee Brewers team that has played exceptional baseball for the entire season, really exceptional baseball for years. They're one of the more consistent teams in the sport and have been for a long time. So I have my eye, as much as I have it on the Braves, I have it on the Brewers. I'm going to assume the Dodgers will get the 1 seed. They haven't even played their best baseball, it feels like, but they're starting to come on here. They'll get healthier. They'll get their guys back. Snell will arrive. Glasnow will arrive. Potentially Diaz will arrive. They'll make a move or two. I mean, Otani, I feel like, hasn't really exploded yet. Tucker's barely had a pulse. Betts was hurt and it's just starting to hit. I mean, they've really, it's been amazing what they put together considering the season they've had. I mean, they just, they're the Dodgers. I mean, that's why they are who they are as the best team in the sport and have been for a while. And the other thing, and is this on my radar? Of course it is. You know, if the Phillies could get the 3 seed, which is winning the division, or the 2, and we assume the Dodgers are the 1, they could avoid the Dodgers until the NLCS, which is really the whole point. That really is the whole point. Avoid the Dodgers until the National League Championship Series. That is the best way. Get them in 7. You don't want them in 5. 5 we saw last year is a problem. You want them over 7. See if you could expose their warts and accentuate your strengths over 7. The more Sanchez and Wheeler innings and Durant innings over 7. That's where I want the Dodgers. Not 5. I want them at 7. Do I want the division? Absolutely. More than that, I want the 2 seed. I want to catch Milwaukee. That's where my thought process is. It's a balancing act. It's a tricky one. I want to avoid the Dodgers early, but you want to be set up and healthy. Go for the division. Go for the 2 seed. Finagle to avoid the Dodgers until the National League Championship Series. That's what I'm hoping for. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.